He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the July 31st, last day of July, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And it looks like it's one of those days when maybe I should have just stayed in bed today. We have the Dow down triple digits. It's down 136 points right now, 16,745. 17,000, now a thing of the past. We are down 0.8% on the Dow. The S&P 500 is down 0.9%. It's down almost 17 points right now. Clear back to 1953. It was a very good year. The NASDAQ is really taking it on the chin. It's down 1.1%, down 47 points. To 4,415. Gold is taking it on the chin. Boy, everybody's getting hit today. Gold is down 0.7% at 1286. Oil's getting it taken, is getting hit on the chin today. It's down 0.8%. It's at 99.49 today only. The euro is at 1.33, and the bond market is taking it on the chin. Boy, nobody's happy today except the bears. But they've been bloodied over the last 5.5 years, so, they need a good day once in a while. We have the 10-year yield at 2.58%, big jump in interest rates this morning. I think you got to blame the GDP report from earlier this week. I think they're a little bit nervous that the Fed may act a little sooner than anticipated on that next Fed rate hike. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where we're having a banner fishing year, and I'm hoping to finally get out this weekend. It's one of those crazy things that happens every 30 years off San Diego in El Nino. And we have yellowfin tuna, also known as seared ahi at the Gunderson household, or spicy tuna rolls, or sashimi, or poke, all kinds of things you can do with yellowfin tuna, also smoked, very delicious. So we'll try to get out there and get some of those little fellas here this week or next week. But in the meanwhile, market's a little bit nervous. You know, I keep saying this bull market is not going to last forever. It's been good to us 5 years, 4 months, 64 months. We're coming up on our 65th month. That will happen on August 9th. 1,971 days, a market that has tripled. I'm not saying it's over yet, but I'm preparing you, and I've been preparing you really since the beginning of the year when I put up a yellow flag on the market and said, you know what, this year is not going to be as easy as it was last year. And in fact, I think that it's possible, quite possible, that the foreign markets will do a lot better than the U.S. markets. And so far, that's been a pretty good prediction. But it's been a very, very difficult type of year to make any kind of money because there just have not really been any sustainable rallies in any one area of the market. And we continue to see events around the world that are affecting and impacting our markets here in 2014. Let's take a quick trip around the world and see what's going on. What's causing this nervousness in the markets? Well, we begin in Argentina. Don't cry for me. Not only did they lose, Were they the world champions? You know, I've already forgot. I want to say they were the world champions. Negotiations with holdout investors and a last-minute Argentine bank proposal fell through yesterday, triggering Argentina's sovereign default following its midnight deadline. In other words, they can't make their payment on their car, on their loans they've taken out, and it looks like the lenders are not happy. The default will further hurt Argentina's economy, which is already suffering from a recession, and marks another setback to the country's attempts to return to the global credit markets. If you remember, Argentina also defaulted in 2002. That was a $100 billion default. That's a little bit more than defaulting on your Volkswagen. $100 billion, and they've been isolated from the international markets ever since. People don't trust lending to Argentina, and this certainly is not going to help them going forward. We next go to Europe. They're not worried about inflation in Europe. They're worried about deflation in Europe. The numbers just came out this morning. The European Central Bank now worries that the region's economy is not healthy enough to support increased prices. In other words, they're looking for deflation. Concerns of deflation in Europe. And now you go over to Portugal. They're not out of the woods yet. Banco Espírito Santo reported a loss of $4.8 billion yesterday. $4.8 billion. And the Portuguese market is down 3.5% since that announcement. And now we go to the United States. Jobless claims increased big time this week. Yeah, I know the jobs market is getting healthier. But you know what? I still say, talk to boots on the ground. How secure do you feel in your job? I don't know. Microsoft just laid off, 14,000? They're in the process of that? Or was it 18,000? It's Amgen that's going to lay off 14,000. And this has spiked the layoff meter this month. And you have a spike in jobless claims today. And, of course, that's making the markets real nervous. We next go to Russia. Russia continues to have heavy sanctions placed upon them. It's hit its country's oil, arms, and banking industries hard. And they're saying that it will lead to higher energy prices in Europe. And it will damage cooperation with the U.S. on international affairs. I think the Cold War is back. Not only do I think that the Cold War is back, I believe that Putin has ambitions of putting back together that USSR, those states that he once controlled. He began with Georgia, don't forget. Now he's got his eyeballs on Ukraine. I think he's got expansionary plans over there in Russia. Yesterday, Russia declared a ban on most fruit and vegetable imports from Poland due to sanitary reasons. See, they can always come up with a reason to block you out of the economy. And it could extend to the rest of the European Union. So he's going to fight back. And if Russia doesn't stop, they're going to get another round of economic sanctions if it doesn't change its course on its Ukraine policy. All right, well, now let's talk about a little bit of good news. And I've talked about this one before. I warned that it was coming. Last night at midnight, a tanker loaded with $40 million of ultralight oil departed from Texas for South Korea. Why is that newsworthy? Because it's the first time since 1970 that a ship carrying American oil has left the United States bound for a foreign country. Now, the policy on oil exports has not changed, but the Commerce Department last month began relaxing its definition of unrefined oil. You see, this is the light sweet crude type stuff that's had just a little bit of refining done, and it qualifies to be able to be exported. And, of course, we have this huge supply of this type of oil here in the U.S. because of the shale oil boom. So there's some good news for you. And lastly, we'll go to India. U.S. officials are continuing talks in India and hoping that the new government will drop its objections for the World Trade Organization facilitation deal. You see, they have a newly elected prime minister over there, Narendra Modi. He wants to get back into the world markets. He wants to grow India's economy again. So this is news that we need to keep our eyes on. I am bullish on India. And I think if they can get back into the World Trade Organization, that can only help. He still has some concerns that they need to work out, but I think in the end you're probably going to see India back in the world's economy once again. Not only is it good for them, but it's good for the world economy, and it would be good for the Indian market. So we've got turmoil all over the world, as I've been writing about recently in my newsletter, and I'll be writing about it again this week. What does it mean for your portfolio? Is the bull market beginning to crumble here? Is it over? I think it's too soon to say that. I don't think Argentina impacts the economy that much, or Portugal, but as always, we need to be vigilant. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, I laid out a bear case of the clues, the signs to watch for going forward. Of course, over the last 5.5 years, every bear case has not come to pass. And I've been bullish for almost 5.5 years now. Markets tripled during that period of time, but I also realize that it's not going to last forever. And I continue to be on my guard, watching for those signs, and I believe that article will be on thestreet.com if it's not there already, about the signs to watch for going forward that we need to keep our eyes on. Because the last bear, before it was all over, 15 months, took 53% out of folks' hides. And so that's why I'm very, very vigilant here at Gunderson Capital Management. I've worked hard over the last 5.5 years to really grow people's accounts and my firm here. And I'm not going to let a bear bite me in the you-know-what. We're going to protect here as much as we can. Now, if it happens overnight, we're in trouble, aren't we? That's one of the risks that we take. We risk waking up in the morning. We risk depositing money in the bank. It's all got risk. But hopefully, you know, we'd be on guard here. We're going to ride this bull for all it's worth. And it ain't over till it's over. But when it's over, it's over. Now, San Francisco, just for a minute, I'm going to keep mentioning this. This thing's coming up. This is just a few weeks away here. The San Francisco Money Show, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. I just want to continue to remind you that I will be there. I'll have a little booth. I'll be one of the speakers. And on Friday morning at 9 a.m., I'll have a get-together. Anybody who's in the area that wants to attend, of course, we're heard on KDAL Radio in San Francisco. And that's a free workshop that I'll do, kind of probably leaning towards the current state of the market. Who knows where we'll be 3 weeks from now? Could be very vital information there. And you can join us at 9 a.m. on Saturday, August the 23rd. You can reserve a spot. It is, I don't know, I think the room holds about 60 to 100 people. You can reserve a spot by giving us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or by visiting our website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Okay, not everything in the market is getting hit. There's some winners. This is earnings season, isn't it? And earnings season has winners and it has losers. And I have one of the winners from this week's earnings season. We're going to take a look at a stock that I believe is ranked very highly, and it's one that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. It's a company that is headquartered in, I believe, the Bay Area. Let's make sure. Yes, it's a Silicon Valley company. I'm sure many are familiar with Lam Research. They've been around a long time. I can remember investing in Lam way back in the tech boom in the late 90s, I want to say. I know I did. What does Lam do? They manufacture etch cleaning system used in wafer fabrication equipment for the semiconductor industry. In other words, they're involved in the semiconductors, mainly in the equipment side of things, the picks and the shovels for making those semiconductors. It's been a very good company over the years, and especially lately. It's really taken off. In fact, since 2012, it's gone from $31 a share to $71 per share. It's made a big move, and it's making a big move again this week. Let's take a look at the particulars, because you know that Gunderson Capital Management is the home of value plus momentum. You know, there's a lot of people in this business that are pure value investors. They're usually the kinds of people that wear the bow ties and order chicken soup for lunch and drive a nice Buick that gets good mileage. And then there's the momentum guys. They're ordering the chicken adobado at lunch with extra Szechuan peppers. They're wearing the flashy sports coats with shoes with no socks, and they're getting into a red convertible Porsche at the end of the day. These are the momentum investors. They're usually very, very different. Well, I've learned. I've went to lunch. I've watched seminars. I've talked to money managers. I visited many mutual funds in my day when I did a little bit of analyst work, writing up research reports. And I saw both camps, and I talked to both camps, and I've been entrenched in both camps, but I never really fully converted to one side or the other. I always had one foot in the momentum door and one foot in the value door. And I've decided, personally, just my own thing, I think there's a lot of problems with pure value investing because there's so many value traps out there. And I definitely think there's issues with pure momentum investing because they don't pay any attention to value. So, Gunderson Capital Management is the home of value and performance. I want both. I demand both. Call me a hybrid investor, if you will. I'm proud of it. Let's begin with the value of Lam Research. Lam is currently trading at 14 times forward earnings. Well, that's cheap in this market. The overall market's trading more in the 17 range. It's expected to grow by 30% per year over the next 5 years. That creates a very attractive PEG ratio of 0.42. And of course, at my seminar in San Francisco, I'm going to be showing you some examples like this and how we come up with these numbers. I have a 5-year target price on Lam of 133. But you got to remember, the semiconductor industry is very cyclical. A lot can happen between now and then. But with what we know today and what the estimates are today, and they could be going higher, stocks trade on expectations. And right now, those are the expectations. Now let's look at the momentum side of this equation. Value plus momentum. Well, the momentum right now, the stock has more than doubled the returns of the market over the last 12 months. It's up 37%, while the market's up only 17%. In the last 3 months, it's really taken off, and I've owned it through this whole several months here. I continue to own it. It's up 18% in the last 3 months, while the market's only up 5%. And over the long haul, over the last 10 years, Lam Research has about doubled the returns of the market. When all is said and done, when I bought Lam, it was probably ranked in the top 200 or so. It's currently ranked at number 320, but it's a stock that I own, and I can guarantee you that it will be going up in rank because of this big beat in earnings this week. I actually bought it back on May 27th when I sent out a tweet. I just bought Lam Research in my aggressive growth accounts, and so far, I'm happy I bought it. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we've had to look all over the world here today. And I keep reminding you that there are events in the world that impact the markets from time to time. And we certainly need to be aware of those events. And we certainly need to stay on top of those events. The Argentinian situation has deteriorated. They are now in default. Let me just take a look at the Argentinian markets today. Yeah, they're getting hit. Oh, let's see, about 3 or 4%. And, of course, Argentina was just kind of coming back into the world economy. They've kind of been shut out, isolated since 2002 when they defaulted on $100 billion. Well, finally, some people decided to loan money to them again, and now they're defaulting a second time, and that's not going to be good. What kind of impact will it have on the U.S. economy? Probably very little. The people that are most going to be hurt by this are the people that have lent money to Argentina. Some banks, some investors, some hedge funds, etc. But it is definitely, you know, markets don't like turmoil in the world. And, of course, we go to Europe where they're worried about deflation, not inflation, deflation. They don't think that their economy right now is healthy enough to support increased prices, or in other words, inflation. And that's also weighing on world markets. And don't forget Portugal, which Banco Espírito Santo reported a loss of $4.8 billion yesterday, and their market is down 3.5% today. Does Portugal have a big impact on the economy? No, but it's another hot spot. They may need some bailout money from the EU. We'll have to see. Some layoffs going on here in the markets, or in the U.S., also weighing on the markets. Russia. You know, that thing's not getting better. It's deteriorating quickly. And those sanctions that are hitting Russia hard, they're going to fight back. They're going to retaliate. They're not one to just roll over and say, okay, we'll go along with the plan. Russia has lots of ways of striking back, and they're striking back at Europe right now. Okay, well, we're not going to import fruit and vegetables from Poland. They got it in for Poland due to sanitary reasons, but don't forget, they could do it to other countries. They could say, and you over there in France, and you over there in Belgium, and you over there in Italy, and oh, down there in Greece, we're not doing this, and we're not doing that, and that oil we supply to Russia, and that natural gas that you're so dependent upon, you know, tough luck. So that's something that we have to keep our eyes on. In the meantime, we're in the midst of earnings season. In the meantime, a boat left Texas last night. Why is that significant? Because it was a tanker loaded with $40 million of ultra-light crude oil bound for South Korea. And this is the first time a ship has left the United States with U.S. oil bound for a foreign port. And, of course, you know, it's not that the policy on oil exports has changed, but they've relaxed their definition of unrefined oil. If it comes straight out of the ground and is loaded on and it's the heavy kind, you know, there's still a ban on that. But this stuff coming out of the Bakken and other areas, the Permian Basin in Texas, I'm not quite sure where this shipment was sourced from, but we know where it's headed. It's headed for South Korea, and this is the first time since 1970. I continue to be bullish on energy stocks. And I just don't see how of all of things happening in the world, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Israel and Hamas, whether it's the shale boom here in the U.S., I just still see this as an interesting part of our economy and an interesting area to continue to be investing in. And I continue to have a pretty heavy weighting in the energy sector. And the stock I'm going to feature next is a stock that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now. It's turning into a big winner once again. They reported good earnings this week. They're buying one of my other companies that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. That's Kodiak Oil and Gas. And the name of the company that's buying them is Whiting Petroleum out of Denver, Colorado, close to that Williston Basin area. And that's also one that has the characteristics of value plus momentum, which is kind of our mantra here at Gunderson Capital Management. Whiting Petroleum is now a $10 billion company. And let's take a look at the particulars of Whiting Petroleum, WLL on the New York Stock Exchange. It's now a large cap stock at $10.5 billion. I own it in my conservative growth accounts, and I also own it through my aggressive growth accounts because Kodiak Oil, which I own, is being bought out by Whiting. So I'll end up with shares of Whiting Petroleum in the aggressive growth accounts also. It currently is trading at numbers like the Lam Research numbers. It's trading at 14.68 times forward earnings. That's the forward P.E. ratio. That's the current price of the stock of 88 divided by next year's earnings estimates, which are $5.98. We get a forward P.E. ratio of 14.68. Right now, the average stock in my universe is trading at about 17.1 times forward earnings. And when I hear these people talk about the market being a bubble right now, you know, I'll agree it was a bubble in 2000 when it was trading at 30 times earnings. At 17, I've said this before, it's not cheap, but then again, it's not expensive. And if the economy can continue to grow, well, it can support that kind of a level. And especially, I think, in the oil patch, which I just see as all kinds of things out there in the world that make for a bullish case in oil. And even though it's down below $100 per barrel right now, boy, I just don't know how long it's going to stay there. There's just so many things that could explode and get worse and crimp the supply, crimp prices. We'll just have to see going forward. We take it a day at a time and a week at a time, but I still remain bullish on the energy stocks. Over the last 10 years, Whiting Petroleum has delivered 22% per year, while the market's delivered 6%. This has been one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. You see, we have the value side of the equation right now satisfied, but now we got to satisfy the momentum, the performance side of the equation. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 32% per year, while the market's delivered 15% per year. It's doubled the returns of the market. Does that guarantee that it will double the returns of the market going forward? Absolutely not. But it's certainly good to see a stock with a track record this good. It gets a performance grade of A-. Okay, performance grade of A-, and we've got a very reasonable a forward P.E. ratio of 14.7. I'm starting to see this combination come together. It could work. Value and momentum. And over the last 12 months, Whiting Petroleum is up 72%, which gives it a momentum grade of A. And while Whiting is up 72%, the market's up 17%. So not only has it done really well over the long haul, it's doing real well lately. And lastly, you know, I got to look at that visual stock chart. to see that Whiting Petroleum is almost at or near, just a skosh below its all-time high here. And it has a very, very strong stock chart at the current time. Now, my database currently has 3,847 different items in it, from inverse funds to indexes to sectors to individual stocks from all over the world. Whiting Petroleum, when I weigh the value and the momentum, and when I combine them together, it comes in at number 80 out of 3,847 stocks. And I recently took a position in Whiting Petroleum. And I recently sent out a tweet that I just bought Whiting Petroleum in my conservative growth accounts. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm looking for my article here on thestreet.com. I don't see it yet. So we'll check with that later today. But they do have an article on what to watch for going forward. I am not a perma bull. I am not a guy that believes in index investing and buying an index and riding it through thick or thin. You know what that did back in 08 and 09, a 53% drop in the S&P 500. And, of course, back in 2000, a 79% drop in the NASDAQ. So, you know what? I'm always on guard. People ask me, are you worried about this, Bill? I say, I'm always worried about something, and we have to be in this business. We always have to have our eyeballs in the rear view mirror. I mean, when I travel out on the open road, I check my rear view mirror all the time just to see who's following me. Maybe it's a Nevada State Trooper. I don't know, but I want to keep my eyes wide open because this bull market will not last forever. There's signs, you know, that it may be coming apart here. And then there's signs, again, that the economy's still going well. We get a GDP print that blew everybody away. But look at how the market's reacted since then. So maybe it didn't blow everybody away. Maybe people saw through the numbers that they weren't really what they were cracked up to be. Don't forget, we do have a pretty big election coming up in November, and there will be a lot of game playing on both sides between now and then, trying to make their side look like the one you want to put your faith and trust in. And only you can decide which side that is, but they're all going to try to woo you to their side of the camp. And they're pounding their chest, saying, look at how well we've done with this economy. Our latest quarter was up 4%. And, of course, you could fire back and say, yeah, but the first quarter of this year was down 3%. So we're kind of just even for the year. You can't just pick a three-month period of time. And there was probably a lot of pent-up demand, you know, that people that were snowbound in Aurora, Colorado, that couldn't get out of their home, or in Virginia, or wherever else the deep freeze hit, Fargo, North Dakota, they couldn't go to the Walmart store for weeks. They were trapped under the ice. And that had to have an impact on this latest GDP print. But suffice it to say that the GDP print showed that the economy is still growing. So we can definitely still make a case for this bull to continue. In fact, one of the signs that I gave to watch for would be to watch for a shrinking economy. And we're not seeing that. Now, I get a better feel for the economy by watching boots on the ground, by watching individual companies. Right now, I would give this current earnings season a B. I wouldn't give it an A. I would say the last six or seven or eight earnings seasons, I would have given an A. This is the first time I'm more down in the B range. It hasn't been bad, but it hasn't been good either. I mean, there's been those companies that have blew away earnings, but they've been fewer and farther between this time around. And there have been a lot that just kind of came in so-so. And I guess that causes me to worry a little bit. The technicals will also be a very important sign of an impending bear. Important averages will start to roll over, like the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, and particularly the small cap stocks. That's where I really have my eyeballs fixed right now. And I see that the Russell 2000 getting clobbered with all these world events right now. But this just could be a 1 or 2 day thing that blows over, and then we're back on our merry way. On the one hand, you can't be too jumpy. Because over the last 5.5 years, if you were jumpy, it really cost you big time. The market's tripled. And on the other hand, you can't be too complacent either, can you? Because complacency led to doom in 2001, and complacency was not a good thing in 2008 as it related to the housing market and as it related to the mortgages out there and the banks and the financial system. So you have to be vigilant. You have to remain vigilant. It's a fine line. And there's sometimes when you just have to ride through bad days and bad weeks and bad months in the market. Look at how many bad ones we've had in the last 5.5 years. Sometimes you just have to grin and bear it. And if the charts are still good, and if the valuations are still good, and if the performance is still there, sometimes you just have to be patient. That is one of the virtues of a good investor, is patience. I don't see Warren Buffett running for the sell signal every time something happens in Argentina or in Poland or in the Ukraine. He's patient. Look at how it's paid off over the years. You know, there's a lot of people that I've had as clients over the years that are impatient. I've had people that have been with me for 1 week. Now, I've gotten better at screening out those types. 1 week. Guy, he lived up by the office when I used to be in the North County of San Diego. He walked in one day. I kind of knew him from my workshops in the past, and I told him, I said, you know, I just don't think we would get along too well together. And finally, he just kept pestering me and pestering me, and I finally said, okay, I'll manage your money, but you got to leave me alone, and I don't want to hear from you. And 1 week later, he called and said, oh, God, you don't know how to manage money. And he moved his account. You know what? It takes a little bit of patience in this market. You're going to have some really big, big runs in the market. You're going to have some consolidation and some settling. But it takes time. And what you want to really avoid are the big, big losses in the market that come along. And like I say, there's always that risk of that overnight event. But for the most part, we see those signs before things start to unravel. And we need to keep watching. Read the newsletter every week. Just read the first two pages. You can go to pwstreet.com to get the newsletter every week. You can come see me in San Francisco on August the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, especially Saturday the 23rd at 9 a.m. I'll be there presenting my take on the market at that time. It's free, but it's a first-come, first-serve-only type of affair. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or, again, you can go to the website at pwstreet.com. Read my tweets every day at the end of the day. Yeah, there's usually 4 or 5. I think they're pretty useful. At Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.